Well, basically what we had done with the original forecasts that were developed by Dr. Saloy and the commissioners, we came up with about 136.7 million boxes. And over the last weeks and months of talking to different growers and folks within the industry, we realized that that number may be considerably high. So in talking with folks, we came up with a number, about 125 million boxes, that we said, okay, what if we come in at that number? And then we developed some strategic contingencies to help manage down from that number. So one of them is in dealing with fund balance. We need a fiscal policy to figure out how much money in reserve that we need to have. And then rather than it be arbitrary, we actually have looking at some best practices within different government organizations and advisory committees on how they do it. So we'll have a solid policy on where to keep the fund balance. And then we will manage down our marketing dollars. We changed our buying strategy, and we'll buy in the upfront market, not at 136 million boxes, but at 125 million boxes. And then if there's anything that comes in after that fact, we'll use whatever remaining dollars we have in other marketing programs or buying media on the scatter market. So it's just a way to manage expectations, and really, if everybody feels like we're going to have a smaller crop, then let's do the what if, and let's make some strategic decisions on how we're going to manage down to that.
Tell us a little bit about the new commercial that'll begin in October.
Sure. Basically, what you're going to see is an evolution of the status meeting concept that we've been running for the last few years. The results from the focus group showed a version of this called a flight attendant that basically, rather than somebody sitting around a table with people saying what's going to happen during the day, actually we're going to visually show what happens to her during a day. So the spot will open up with her being somewhere at an airport in front of a cooler full of juice when she starts to walk off, and a voice will say, "Are you sure you want to do that?" And then she'll proceed to visualize what's going to happen throughout her day: crying babies on the plane, luggage falling out of the overhead rack, passengers not turning off their cell phones when they're supposed to, those kind of things. And then she'll realize that she needs her orange juice to help take on the rest of her day and get that afternoon energy boost. And it really ties into our future loyalists target that we're going after. Now you're going to see portable orange juice featured, so drinking it on the go, and then you're also going to see different day parts. So this will take place in the afternoon rather than as part of a breakfast meal, which has been reflective of what we've seen in the focus groups and the different research that we've seen, that our new future loyalist category really likes to drink orange juice differently. They drink a lot of things, so we just need to help build their loyalty and really help make ourselves relevant to them when they crave us, and make sure that we're a viable option at that time.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.